The cloud. Okay, we're good.
Okay, thanks, Sherry. Welcome everybody to Planning Commission. Before we jump in, I'd like to read a basic proclamation that we do at every commission meeting during the pandemic. Whereas the Planning Commission Chair has determined that conducting public meetings of the Planning Commission with an anchor location where the public could attend in person presents a substantial risk to the health and safety of those who may be present at that location based upon the current COVID-19 pandemic and the limited staff support to properly ensure physical distancing and sufficient disinfection for attendees and staff. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Planning Commission shall hold meetings for the month of January 2021 by electronic means only, and will not include an anchor location where the public could attend in person. And I don't know, Sherry, just for future reference, if we need a different version. Printed, if we need a different version printed in the packet, just with a different date.
Yeah, we missed that. It'll be the change that you made, it works though.
Great. Okay, let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and Commissioner Kirkham has offered to lead us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thanks, Commissioner. Let's see. Are there any public comments that anybody would like to pose before we jump into the agenda here today? And if so, just unmute yourself, state your name, and go ahead with your comment.
Hi, this is Dee Lalas. I don't know if later in the agenda when you're going to thank the commissioners that are leaving, Kirkham and Garn, about that. But I'd like to thank them from my side of the public that they've done a very good job. I have been in that position previously, and I think it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. And I don't think that there, you know, when I was there, I don't think we had as much public, if you want to call it ire, that was expressed in some cases. And I think that I admire them and appreciate them. And I've worked with Kent previously on the Uniting Neighbors. And I just appreciate his efforts and the time that both he and Steve put into the time of being there, giving their time, considering things and helping the city be better. And I think that they've done a super job. And thanks very much.
Yeah.
Thanks, Steve. Second.
Dee, that's a great comment and very much appreciated. So before we get into our little mini farewell, is there a report on any actions from the City Council of things that have come from the commission?
Yes, so at the City Council meeting last December 15th, so it's been almost a month now, the City Council approved the preliminary plats for Eaglewood Cove phases 13 through 15. They approved the preliminary plat and the development agreement with the zone change for Silver Sky Lofts. Those are the 13 townhomes that are on Highway 89, just north of Odell Lane. And then they approved the final plat for Park Lofts, which is NSL City Center, which is right across the street. So that should be begin. You should see some construction there actually in about a month. They're going to take down the building. I think that they told me the lease was up at the end of February. So they're going to start demo on that right away and get started on phase two. I did want to just let everybody know, I hope that you noticed in the last 2 days when you're driving into town, if you came off of I-15 onto Highway 89, that the ugly, horrible buildings that have been graffitied and vandalized on the Hughes RV site have now been demolished, and they are being hauled off this week to the landfill. So we had to get a little, I had to get a little angry on the phone with them and express to them how awful it was. And in fact, when Mackenzie was here yesterday, she told me that when they were trying to start the demolition, there was a squatter in one of the buildings, and the contractor couldn't get them to leave. And so we had to call the police down there to make them vacate the property. So I hope that you notice that all that graffiti is now gone, and we're going to make them, they'll have to re-sculpt it just until they start to do something so that it's not as steep, but yay, that's a win.
That's great. Any indication of their timing?
So they, that's the whole, been the whole holdup with them on this timing, is that they're trying to sell it to a third developer to build it. And they didn't want to spend the $75,000 to tear down the buildings, but the third developer wants some changes. And I finally had to explain to them after we went to the hearing officer and fined them $5,000 and told them that we were going to come in and do it ourselves and charge them for it and put it on a tax lien, that if they went to the city council and asked for a change in the development agreement and those buildings were still there and it still looked the way it looked, what do you think the odds were that they were going to get approval and then his sale would fall through? So does he want to spend $75,000 now or lose his sale of the property?
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay.
Here we are 1 week later and they're all down. So.
Nice.
Good job, Terry.
Well, as Ken told me, sometimes that's what they pay me for, is to be mean to developers. Just on occasion. So anyway, I'm super excited, over the moon, to see those buildings torn down. So I had to tell you that. But those are all the updated items that I have for you.
Okay. Unless there's any questions from the commission for Sherry, we'll move on to the approval of the minutes from December 8th. 2020. Any changes to relay? And I would entertain a motion. I thought they looked good, by the way. So Andrea, nice job.
Thanks, Ted.
Oh, hi, Andrea, we can see you. We never get to see her. Look at me getting all excited. You'd think I just had some calories today. Well, I'm on a liquid diet right now, and so when I got home, I realized I'd consumed only 200 calories in the last 24 hours. So I was a little loopy. So I got a Gatorade.
We sent her home from the office because she was getting hangry.
Anybody want to do a motion on the minutes?
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes of the December 8th, 2020 meeting.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second from Commissioner Garn. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, so that takes care of that. All right, so did you guys start on the same day, Garn and Kirkham?
I don't remember.
I think they were like, one was at the beginning of the year and one was like in October or something. It was something. Yeah.
Okay. So it wasn't like the same day, but it's been a good ride, right? I mean, it's six plus years.
It has. Thank you.
For the
most part. Who's going to do our puns?
Yeah, right.
I can attend as public and harass you.
Yeah, be careful.
If we can conjure up a pun, we will do it in your honor.
You should put that on the position description, that at least one of the seats has to be good at puns.
You have to be a punny person.
You want him to show you some social media posts that were very punny.
Have they made any decisions yet, Jerry?
So Ken and I interviewed 5 of the 10 applicants. Well, actually, we only interviewed 4 of the 10 because the 5th one came down with COVID, so he wasn't available last week. And then the mayor called and wanted us to interview him and then interview 2 other people that were on the list. So I'm doing that tomorrow afternoon, Ken and I, and then we'll report back to the mayor about our thoughts on those 3 individuals, and then he'll make his decision. So I'm not sure that it will change my mind as to who Ken and I have recommended. But if the mayor would like us to interview them, then we will interview them.
Okay. I was thinking about the last 6 years, and, you know, for the most part, basically, we've gotten a really good start on a downtown.
Yes.
You know? And, you know, it's not hard to forget. It's easy to forget that what North Salt Lake was like even before we had that real presence at Center Street and Highway 89 and the development in the vicinity, right? We actually kind of have a sense of place, I think, now. And that is a big deal. That's a real legacy, I think. So what are some key things that you will take away from your experience? Commissioner Kirkham, we'll start with you.
I think it's been awesome just to be part of helping the city basically set out a plan so that developers and contractors, everybody, can at least know what to expect when they come to the city asking to build something. And I think that's a great, great thing for our city. I really do. And on the side, I've enjoyed interjecting puns along the way and see who gets them and who doesn't.
We should have kept track of the greatest hits, because there were a few that were really right there, you know.
We could always ask Andrea to go back and listen to all the minutes again and pull them all out.
She was kind and did not put them in the minutes most of the time. So thank you, Andrew, for not doing that.
Can we make a motion that the voice recordings be checked, though?
We'll make GIFs out of them. If they're on a Zoom call, then we can make a GIF out of it.
There you go.
Commissioner Garn, key takeaways from you?
Yeah, you know, first of all, I didn't quite get my house paid off with the money that I made. Now, really, you know, it's been fun. It definitely has been an experience that I'll never forget. I think one of the things that I'll take away that I'll cherish most of my life are the friendships that I made from different people in the city. There have just been so many wonderful, wonderful people that have been on the Planning Commission, and my association with them is going to mean so much. You know, my wife and I went in and bought a new car last week, and I sat down with a financial guy that was explaining things to us, and he could see that I was from North Salt Lake, and he started going off on North Salt Lake because he lived in Bountiful at the time. And apparently he went off and what Bountiful thinks of North Salt Lake and their terrible, horrible planning and that sort of thing. And I really had to bite my tongue and hold it back. And my wife was so grateful that I did. But, you know, it's been a lot of fun going through and working on this form-based code, there, you know, it's just amazing to see the change that has taken place in the city in their planning and their form-based code and all of that. And I'm really so proud of our city. I'm proud of the people that work for the city. They're such great, great people. We've got a wonderful city, and we've got so many wonderful. We got a wonderful city council. You know, I think they're great too, and they care about the city, and they're doing so much. Now, if there's just something we could do about lowering those sewer rates again, and getting rid of the stink over here, I'd feel even better about it. But you know, you guys, I love you. You know, it's meant so much to me. It really humbles me to think about, you know, for the 6 years that I've spent working with all of you shoulder to shoulder. It's been great, and I'll never forget it.
You're gonna make me cry.
Well, you have me now, so.
Well, as Ken and I were reviewing all of the applicants for new planning commissioners, I'm so impressed with them. And I'm like, oh, this person will be great and this person will be great. But then I'm like, but I don't want to lose anybody. Can I just have 9 positions? Can we just have 9 people on there? We'll just squish them in on the dais, because I don't want to lose anyone, but I also want to give other people the opportunity. But you guys have just been great. You've been here the whole time I've been here, and you've just made serving you guys the best part of my job, really. I mean, I brag to other planners that how great my planning commission is, and I mean it. So thank you.
You're here. I haven't, you know, this is the planning commission that I know is really composed of this group of people, but like, you know, Steve and Kent, we've been with each other for 6 years, and I don't know what every planning commission is like, but our commission is marked by civility and respect and a willingness to talk through issues. And I don't know if that's how universal that is. I really don't. But it's not something to be taken for granted. Yeah. Well, I wonder if you have any parting shots, like could be a regret, or it could be advice to the next commissioners, and we will relay it.
I would just have, like you said, Ted, you know, where we are basically doing this because we were asked to do it. All in all, we're serving the city, and we're helping come out with a good solution. We're not here with any political agendas, without any side issues. I think both Stephen and I, having had construction as a background, we realize as you work with people, you know, everybody has different opinions. Everyone has a different outcome with their opinion sometimes. And I think if we just continue as a city to be gracious with the city as much as possible, because there is a lot of interesting people in the city, if I might say that carefully. And sometimes it's better just to listen and not say much at times and see how it all shakes out.
Can I say something?
Oh, yes, please. Yeah.
Along those same lines, one thing I've loved from both of you is you have this expertise that I would gratefully defer to, but instead of always flexing that perspective, I've watched both of you listen and share your opinions with this kind of calmness that I have appreciated as a being mentored into this process, because intensity is my go-to. So it's been nice to see listening and calmness can also be the approach to some very heavy topics and very important decisions, and that it doesn't have to always feel as intense as it might actually be. in the conversation and in, even in the decision-making. So I've appreciated that as a mentorship to watch that happen. And I've seen you do that the whole year and it's been great. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, you can't, there's no way that you can please everybody. You know, but I think that we've done a wonderful job in putting our heads together and coming up with the right answers and the right decisions. You know, you look at what's going on in the government right now and has been going for a long time. Republicans and Democrats cannot come together and agree on anything. And I think that's what's so wonderful about what we've done. We've talked about everything. Everybody may have not had exactly the same decisions and the same opinions on certain things, but you know, we were able to come up with a decision that the majority felt was the right thing to do. And I think that this city in the last 6 years, I'm so proud of the way that it's the way that it's grown, and I think it's gone in the right direction. And I'm really proud to be a resident of North Salt Lake. And you know, there's no question that I will this will be my you know, I will live here for the rest of my life. My wife and I are going nowhere. But it's a wonderful city, and I'm so proud of it.
Anybody else have anything else to add before we adjourn?
Just to echo Elisa's comments a little bit, I have appreciated so much over the years that I have been working with you guys, your willingness to talk through your decisions. It has helped me so much to learn a thought flow and then to add some of your expertise and the years and years that you guys have been both on the Planning Commission, but your professional life also, to see how some of those decisions were made. And it has been very educational for me to follow your thought process. And I really appreciate that a lot of the times when we would get into discussions that you would go through all that thought process and just instead of just saying, this is how I feel and kind of ending there, because I'm sure over the years, it probably got tiresome to have some of those same conversations over and over and over again. But as somebody that came in halfway in your terms, I really learned a lot from you. And I'm sure some of those conversations you had previously had with other commissioners many, many times, but I was able to glean a lot of knowledge from that in to see how your thought process worked. And I've really appreciated that on the Planning Commission, that when we have those conversations, not only do we say that this is how I feel about it, but we seem to be open to have a back and forth discussion about how you came to those conclusions. And that has helped me feel like I am a better commissioner to see how other people come to their conclusions, and that I can then add that scaffolding to some of the decisions I make, their viewpoints I maybe wouldn't have thought from my perspective. So I've really appreciated the mentoring that you have given me just by your willingness to talk about how you came to some of the decisions that you did. I appreciate that.
I want to add on to what Ted was saying too. When he talks about how this is a commission of civility, well, it's really Kent and Steve who have set that tone. I mean, I remember the first time right after I got on the commission, I went to the APA conference, and he probably doesn't remember, but I spent a lot of time with Steve in particular, and he was just as nice as can be. It was clear I was an idiot and didn't know what I was doing, but he didn't care. He was still extremely kind. And Kent, your humor is not lost on me. I've appreciated every single quip you've had. I think it also adds to the tone of the whole group. And keeps things real. You know, what Elisa was saying is that you both have taught all of us that it doesn't do any good to be defensive, to be on our guard, but to be proactive listeners. And I just want to thank you for that.
Thank you. And I'd add my thanks. And this is going back to when we would meet in person. It's one of the things I miss is that every time I would start to say something, I'd glance to my left to see if those two were with me or if they were giving me a look that says, oh, you're way off the rails in my field. So I think that comes from their wisdom. But that glance was always part of my usually in the first couple of seconds, I would look over to see if they were with me or not. So, but thank you.
That is so on the money too for me. Just like I kind of felt like if Kent and Steve, if it was resonating with them, it was probably in the sweet spot for us to take action. Does that make sense?
Sometimes I felt like I was trying to convince those two that if I got their vote or their consent, then I knew that I was on the right track.
Well, I know that every time I write a staff report, that's who I'm writing it for. It's for you two. Hey, we also have these wonderful plaques. Yeah. And you probably can't see them very well. So Mackenzie did a little thing that shows you the same thing. And I'm going to share it on the screen because we thought this was just awesome. So these are what the plaques say. We're going to bring these out to you on Thursday because obviously I'm at home today and going to be working at home tomorrow. And they're here with me, so I get to hold them for a couple days and then we'll bring them to you. But this is what the plaque says. And so we have the dates there for 2014 to 2020, and then the next one for Kent. And so the city council and a mayor ordered these for you and wanted to express their gratitude. And they may still want you to come to a meeting and Zoom in and so that they can thank you personally. But I know that I'm really appreciative of you. And I know that Ken is very appreciative of you and the time that you've worked with him and worked for the city, because you've been really great. And I do want you to know that. So we have those nice plaques for you. You can always remember your time here with us when you look at that shiny plaque.
Well, I want you to know that when COVID is over with and we're able to get back into the public and we start meeting, when you start meeting up in the city council meeting up there. I look forward to the time when I can come back and sit in one of the meetings and come up and give you an honest hug.
Yes.
I mean, that'll be great. This has been really difficult this last year where we've done this and haven't been able to actually get together and rub shoulders. And I look forward to the time when I can give all you guys a hug.
I love that idea.
I love that too. Thanks.
All right, everybody. Unless somebody else has something, then we will adjourn our meeting here today.
I wanted to pass along thanks for the Christmas gift to Sherry or whomever else that thanks should go to. I got that at my house, and that was a lovely gift. Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you.
Did everyone get theirs? It was a really windy day when I was delivering, and they were like flopping over. So if your bread was smushed. I am so sorry. I tried.
And just as a parting thought, as Brianna was talking, I started thinking about her husband. I thought, you know, there's somebody that's down in the mouth all the time. So I just leave that with you.
Yes, he is.
Nicely done. Commissioner Ward, did you have something?
That was me waving goodbye.
Okay, gotcha. All right, everybody, we'll see most of you in a couple of weeks. And Kent and Steve, you're always welcome to join. And by the way, you could give us an earful by public comment or or, you know, whatever you want to do. So even a pun.
Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, all of you, yeah, please, stay with me.
Be safe.
Okay, take care.
Okay,
bye now.
Hey, Sherry?
Yes?
Do I need to call and make an appointment, or how do I get a hold of
Mackenzie? She's right there.
I know she's right there, but I was going to say.
Dee asked if he could get a printed copy of the form-based code.
Oh, of course.
Tomorrow afternoon, if you have to get it done in the morning.
Yeah, of course. Dee, can I give you my cell phone? Well, this is public. Sherry has your number.
There's only three of us left.
Just
stop recording, Sherry.
Give him your office number and then he can call the desk.
I can just call the office.
Yeah, just call the main number and tell him that you're here to pick up an ordinance and they'll let you. Somebody will come and let you in.
Yeah, and so I will be
just come to the door or?
Yep, just go to the door and just dial the phone number for the 8700 number.
I will only be there until about 2:45 tomorrow, but I'll make sure it's done. So if you have to come in the afternoon after that, I'll leave it with one of our other gals that can give it to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I can come anytime.
Well, I'm there.
So maybe I'll come about 2.
Yes, that's great.
Okay. Thanks, okay. Mackenzie.
No problem.
All right.
Bye, guys.
You guys have a good one.
See ya. Good night.
Good night.